This is Jean for WHDD. I am here in front of Stop and Shop. And to whom do I have the pleasure of speaking today?
My name is Rob Totten.
And Rob, you are a Connecticut veteran.
Yes, I am.
And you represent an organization of Connecticut veterans?
Yes, Outreach CT Veterans Incorporated.
And tell us a little bit about Outreach CT.
Well, what we do is when we collect the money, and if people are interested or in need of help, we ask them to send us a copy of their DD-214 or proof of a veteran by the VA card. And what we'll do is we'll send them an application, and they'll fill it out and mail it back to us. And then they'll tell us on the application what they're looking for. We can afford to do $500, sometimes, you know, a little bit more, depending upon how much you need. We cannot afford to do car payments or do your mortgage, but, you know, help out the family. You know, especially like with small children, if they need clothing or diapers or food, you know, for the families. This past Christmas, I did $300 for family for Christmas so they could get toys for their kids.
Very nice.
And just recently, too, I did $500 for another family that was in really bad need of, food and everything else. We try.
And you are working locally here in Canaan at the Stop and Shop, but this is a Connecticut-wide organization?
Yes. Well, we're not very big, unfortunately, right now. We're a small organization, but all of our money does stay here in Connecticut, and we do try to help Connecticut veterans.
Gotcha.
You know, we don't pay out money to anybody else. You know, like, we don't owe money or anything to the VFW or any other organization.
You're independent
right,
of all of that.
We're independent, yes.
That's great. And how are you making out here today in front of Stop and Shop?
Oh, we're doing very good. North Canaan is a very good town. The people have always been good with us here.
Great. How long has your organization been around?
Oh, we've only been around just about a year right now. We were another organization before, but we had to fall apart because our man who was in charge of it, I got sick and almost passed away, but not quite. He survived.
Good.
But we had to change everything, you know, the name and everything else.
Gotcha.
To get it the paperwork.
Well, you have a question here. Hey, how are you?
Thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you very much, too, sir. I wish I'd have gotten on board a ship, but unfortunately, I was unable to.
This is my baby right here.
Yeah, I get
USS
hit.
Enterprise CVN 65.
Yeah. It's supposed to be AN. They took the A out.
Oh.
It's supposed to be, my cruise books, it says CVAN.
Yeah, carry vehicle.
Enterprise with the big island.
Yes.
Now they got the little island and they put a little island on. So it changes after I left.
Isn't that the government for you?
Yeah.
Nice. Mac is gone.
Yeah.
You take care. Have a good day.
Good guy.
Yep.
So go through some of your merchandise here. How long will you be here today?
We'll be here till at least 4:30 or so.
Uh-huh.
And some of the merchandise we have like different hats for branches of the service. Also, something called a Gadsden hat, which is like the Don't Tread on Me.
Mm-hmm.
We have, with the Army, we have like the 82nd Airborne, 101st Airborne, 2nd Cavalry, 1st Cavalry, which is a lot of people, was a big one here in this country, in this state rather. With the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and we even have a couple of hats that are for the women.
Great.
I have one that's Army wax, and the other one that's I sold one today to a lady. I'm not sold for a donation.
A Marine.
That's a lady Marine, you know, and she wanted a Marine hat, but then I said, you know, hold on, I got something to show you. I showed her that. I said, oh yes, that's what I want.
Oh, know? Cool.
And so
good
that
for
was
you.
Good.
And I see some knives. Those are appealing.
Well, some of them, yeah. If you're under 18 years of age, forget about it. We won't sell them to you.
No worries here.
But
times three, maybe.
Yeah, but the knives, like, they'll have their glass breaker there.
Oh, wow.
And then that's a seatbelt cutter there.
Hello.
Oh, who knew?
No, and I was surprised when I found that out, too. But they're like a quick action to open them up quickly. And the blade locks so you can't close it on yourself by accident.
Uh-huh.
You know, which, of course, sometimes we get clumsy.
We do. It's true. We're only human.
Yeah. We got magnets. We got these are skull caps.
Oh, yeah.
People would be unhappy with them because they're the star and bar, you know, for the Confederate. But I'm sorry.
Well, it was fought and printed long before today. So.
Yeah, and the Confederate flag is the banner of honor for the people. I mean, I saw an explanation of what everything stood for.
Hello.
And unfortunately, you had the KKK and that kid in down south that killed the people in the church. You know, they made use of the banner for the wrong reason.
Right.
You know, because flags are not.
That's
bad.
Not what they're.
It's people take them and use them for the wrong thing.
Absolutely. You're,
you know,
right,
sadly,
about that.
And then we have pins, basic, and flags. You know, 18-inch flags, American. This, I will only sell American flags made in USA.
That's smart.
I will not do any American flags made in China. I don't like them. Unfortunately, a lot of the other stuff we have is made in China.
Right. We're in that predicament right now. But you know what? I have a feeling that's going to change.
Yes, I'm hoping to, because we do try to carry American hats too.
Yeah.
They're a little more expensive for us to buy, because we can't buy big quality.
Big quantity, right.
Yeah. We're just only, right now there's only four of us that go out on the street.
Oh, wow.
And
that's real
we're
grassroots.
The only two going out today.
Gotcha.
You know, because it is getting tougher to find some stores to let us in. Because there are a lot of bandit, there are other bandit groups that are out there, or people that are standing out there, you know, saying homeless veteran, you know.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of that. Not so much in Canaan, but.
No, up here you won't see it as much, but more so in the cities.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's sad too, because some of the guys may actually be homeless, but a lot of them will end up with more money in their pocket than you and I do.
Yeah.
My former roommate was talking to this one guy that stands out in Hartford. And he was asked the guy, you know, how do you do? He said, well, I get on a good day, I can do $300.
Wow.
Which is $300.
I'm going to rethink my future.
Yeah, I know, $300 for standing out there and basically, you know, holding a sign says I'm homeless and, you know.
Would you like to make a donation to veterans?
And more than likely, the guy walks to a car and drives away.
That's
why I don't donate. I will donate to groups that are outside, the VFW, American Legion. You know,
we
those
have good,
people,
strong
the
legions and VFWs around here. They're great organizations.
Yeah. Every time when they come out for Memorial Day, Veterans Day.
Parades and all.
Yeah, if I see them, I always donate to them too. And same thing with when you have the groups for the food share. You know, when they're collecting donations for food or the Jimmy Fund like Stop and Shop Pass, I always, you know, give money for that. And same thing where you can buy the boxes, you know, that are that are pre-made up, you know, for the stores to collect. No, I've gotten help from this group here, so I like to return it.
Definitely. So once again, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, I have my card, which has the group organization on it, Outreach CT Veterans Incorporated, and on Advocating for Veterans, and on the back we have my name, and my phone number. So they can call me up.
Do you mind if I read this?
No,
for the air?
Ahead.
All right, we have Rob Totten is the treasurer of Outreach CT Veterans Incorporated. 860-888-4181 if you need help or if you want to donate. How does that sound?
Yeah, okay.
All right, Rob, thank you so much for your time.
You can keep the card too for yourself. You know,
thank
that
you.
Way, you know, if you find run across anybody that's
you never
in
know.
Need. Yeah.
You never
you, know.
You know,
we love the
hey, Chris.
Our father. Yeah.
Yep. Thank
you very
sir.
Much, sir.
Tune in on Sunday.
Our founder is also a veteran. He's a river rat in Vietnam on a river patrol boat. Sadly, his health is going down. And he's the reason why we had to change the group, too, because of that. And we don't know how long. I mean, we're happy that he survived the last year. But he says, like, he can feel it. You know, now he's starting to get worse. He has more bad days than he has good days. I feel bad about that because he's a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah, we want to keep the good ones around as long as
sadly.
We can. All right, Rob, thank you very much for your time today, and best of luck to you and all your veterans.
Thank you very much.
And thank
and
you.
Also, you didn't talk to Betsy. Betsy is also an Air Force
Well, Betsy
veteran.
Kept pointing to you.
Yeah, I know. She's shyer than I.
Well, Betsy, say hello to the radio audience.
Hello. But if you could say, though, a lot of veterans that we've met, one of the important things is that we offer help. We don't turn anyone away. And a lot of times when people come home and they have nowhere else to turn, just let them know that we're here.
Okay, great.
that they're here.
Yes. And let me pull out that card again. Do you have a website or? Yes,
there
you do.
There is a website. I've never gone to it myself because I don't have a computer. I have a tablet, but maybe I should check it out.
All right, www.outreachveterans.com. Outreachveterans@gmail.com. If anyone's looking for help or to donate, you can find Betsy or Rob at www.outreachveterans.com.